Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, fam?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is series regular on an HBO show.
You already know.
Credited as Angel Laquita Moore.
Let them know.
Legally standing flat-footed as Angel Tanksley.
You already know.
But as you all might know me, I go by That Chick Angel. That Chick Angel. Angel, and I am joined by my man, okay, my husband, my lover, my best friend, my confidant, my secret carrier, okay, because I give him my secrets, my co-host, the king in my house, huh, the maker of my sons, you shot up the club, 3 times and had a double shot pop pop in there 1 good time. The man I love with all my heart, with your pretty light skin eyes, beautiful beard.
I'm the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank, I be staring at them titties and ass.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, this is a podcast we do every single goddamn week, and we talk about current events, we talk about family, we talk about love, we talk about parenting, we talk about relationships, therapy issues, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it because we are a married couple. We got a little bit of experience in this thing, all right?
16 years
16
this year.
Years going on married. You understand me? And if you want to be a part of this, which you can be for free, right here on the YouTubes or right here listening, or you can do the right thing, sign up for Patreon.
Come on, do the right thing.
You understand? Hey, you go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. You can join our media family. That's what you are when you go in over there.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You hear all the behind the scenes. You hear all the befores and the afters. We press record.
I actually made a special announcement just exclusive to Patreon right before this episode started. But y'all ain't going to hear it. Y'all ain't listening to this for free. Yeah. But we still appreciate you.
Definitely appreciate you.
There's other ways you can support us. First of all, joining us outside of our immediate family slash Patreon, we also have some amazing sponsors. These are companies that have decided to collaborate with our podcast that we get to tell you all about. And they are Helix, Honey, Hold On Bags, and
Plates.
Every Plate. We'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast, but one of the ways you can support us, if you're in Patreon or if you're not, is by checking out our sponsors. If they have a product or service that you are interested in, please, by all means, use our link, use our URL code is what I'm trying to say, or promo code. Because what happens is these companies realize, oh, we're partnering with the right podcast because their audience members actually need our products.
Yeah.
And that helps pay for our producer, these lights, these cameras, these mics.
This little phone stand right here.
Come on. And we greatly appreciate it. We appreciate you just for listening. So trust and believe, if you can't do none of those, we just thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
Make sure you rate and review us on it's not iTunes. It's Apple Podcasts, Google Play. Pew, 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 pew. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to jump into our first topic. We always start the podcast off with one or two things, right? We've been doing this for a very long time. This segment was actually a suggestion from one of our subscribers based off of our good friends, belief in fatherhood and Yvette Henry, or Glenn Henry and Yvette Henry, they have a segment on their podcast called Chocolate Babies. Well, we have a segment on our podcast called Tanksley Pride. It's where we talk about what?
Talk about one of our four, or all.
Or some.
Your some. Of our sons, we got four boys, and we calling them our Tanksley Pride. So this segment, Tanksley Pride, is about them.
Yes, it is. And I think we can ping pong off of each other unless you have something really specific that you want to talk about.
No, we can ping pong.
So this weekend, we were able to take them on an experience that actually, yeah, I think our oldest son had already did. Well, I was like,
it don't matter because he don't remember.
Yeah, he was like in fourth grade. We got to take them to NASA.
Right.
Here in California. Yeah,
JPL, the Jet Propulsion Lab that NASA works with and out of.
Runs. They open up their facility, I think, once every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they allow the public to come for free. You have to get tickets, even though the tickets are free, but the tickets sell out.
Right. Tickets sell out extremely fast.
Yes. So.
Did you say they only do it once every 3 years?
Yeah. So we, our good friend Denora told Marcus that the tickets were going on sale, and Marcus jumped on it. We got our tickets, and we got up early. We were tired on a Sunday morning, and we drove out to Pasadena, and we took these kids on an experience that I personally feel, and I could be wrong. You tell me what you think. I personally feel like only a very small percent of the population will get to experience what they experienced.
Oh, absolutely. I think, very extremely small percentage of the population. Like, we went into the literally the control center where they communicate with all the stuff beyond the moon and some of the stuff on this side of the moon out in space. And there was like, it's this room full of people. There was like, raise your hand if you've been here before. And it's probably like 60, 70 people. Mm-hmm. Like, three people raised their hand. Like,
yeah.
It'd be, repeats. And it's the fact that they opened this up is only every 3 years, and how fast the tickets sell. Granted, it was packed, especially in the afternoon. It started picking up like a lot. But that's something like I couldn't imagine. I would have never thought that was a thing.
Yeah, what's crazy is I went to NASA when I was little. We went to Huntsville, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize there was different. Yeah. There's like 10 different NASA offices.
Right,
but they don't all do the same thing.
Right, yeah. So that's the thing. Like, these facilities, this one in particular, it's been running since 1964.
Yeah.
And they was like, ain't no holidays, ain't no vacation. As far as the facility, the people get holidays and vacation, but the facility never stops. While we were doing the tour, there were like three people still in there looking at them screens and typing.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there looking. I guess it's not like high security like it is on like airports, because ain't nothing you can do. There's nothing out in space.
Yeah.
But like, at airports, I'm used to you not being able to, like, when you go into the control centers, you can't take no phones, you can't take no camera, see flight paths, because you can cause a danger. Here, I mean, they looking at something out on Mars, it's like, what you going to do with it?
Yeah.
You going to hack into it from your phone? Just watching them people in there, and it's like, just looking at these people, knowing these are all mathematical geniuses in here.
They really were. The part that I really enjoyed and got to really enjoy through the eyes of my kids was we got to see real rovers, the actual rovers that they send out to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
trying to send other places currently.
Yes, absolutely. they were able to see the smaller versions that they take to a school. So they got to see it really operating. And then, the large actual replicas of the ones that they have sent to the moon. They got to touch and feel the actual tires that they create for that. There was even this one little experiment that was cute where they have you get ran over by a rover. And it's really just a prototype for an old rover. Yeah. It had, eight wheels to it.
Right.
You lay on the ground. And
it like a bunch of people lays on the ground, and it just crawls over everybody.
So you get the feel.
Show how it articulates, how they navigate Martian or, alien planets and stuff. Mm-hmm. Pictured being out in the desert and something having to crawl over rocks. That's basically what it's doing. But the big one was interesting to see.
Yeah, Marcus like, so and Lil Marcus were into it. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, this thing was literally the size of a car. It was like the size of a transformer, like a car on legs.
Yeah.
Like, it had six wheels, and it could literally like do a full 360, mm-hmm. like rotation. It could crab walk, meaning left to right. There's really no direction it couldn't go in because all the wheels can turn independently.
Yeah.
And then showing it, they had like rocks, like just these big boulders set up where it was stationed at just to show you how it moves over stuff. And it was, I don't know, it was just crazy to see. Like the guy, and the most interesting part that I thought is the people sitting here, you know, holding, like telling people, you know, you can hold the tire, telling you what the tire is made of aluminum and blah, 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 and how they had to re-engineer. These are the actual people that control and navigate these things around that's out there right now.
That are out in space currently.
Out in space. Me and him went into deep conversation. I was like, oh, so this tire is much lighter than the newer tire or whatever. He was like, yeah. He said, so this one, you see, it has a bunch of holes in it. The one out there on Mars right now, it's really bad. I said, I'm assuming that's because of, like, just the atmosphere, like the sand and the high heat and the wind. He was like, exactly. This tire has a bunch of holes in it. He said, we're hoping it keeps running. He said, last week we came up to a mountain range, and we were able to make it around it, but we just came up over a peak, and now we're looking at this, basically this big field of rocks that we got to get past. He said, so hopefully by June, we'll be able to make it through that, but he's like, I don't know if it's going to make it or not. And I was like, so you the one that's literally, he's like, yeah, he's like, we see the video, and we're sitting there navigating, and they got satellites where they can see the area of it. And every now and then, once it's passing over their station, they can zoom in and actually physically see it. But yeah, for the most part, it's just going off the cameras that's on the actual rover.
What was also neat that the boys got to experience, it was also very neat, I guess, for me. We got to go into this one little area to hear the sounds, what things sound like on Mars. So, like, they would play the sound. They played the sound of a bike.
Yeah, like bike a bike horn. Bell.
Ting, 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 what it sounds like on Earth. And then they played the sound of what it sounds like on Mars. Obviously, it's more muffled,
yeah,
and sound travels different in different atmospheres.
Yeah. That's what blew my mind. Like, when he was saying that, it's like, I knew that, like, sounded like going in the ocean, that's a different atmosphere. Sounds different. Same thing on different planets. What I find interesting is, when they talk, you know, they always got aliens that, you know, they always look like human-like in some type of way, two legs or four, whatever it may be, but it always looks like humanoid in some way. But what's interesting is, like, everything that we have and everything on this planet is designed for this atmosphere. So you take something on a different planet, different, what you call it?
Gravity.
Yeah, different gravitational pull. We heavier, now we're wider. Atmosphere is thicker. Sound don't travel as well. Now our ears are bigger or smaller or shaped a different way. You know, your ear is shaped the way it is to pull in as much sound as possible. God designed that a specific way for this planet. That's the only reason your ears are shaped like that.
Yeah.
Your eyes, your pupils, lungs, all of that is just for this particular fingerprint that we own. Imagine with something, because they ain't found life nowhere else ever. So imagine the different circumstances or just a key small difference. Like one planet, they say it has it orbits a red sun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you talking about what we...
Yeah, well, I was just saying, just imagine how different your eyes may look.
So what, you know, Marcus, what I'm saying? Just brought up, this is the last thing we'll talk about, because then I'm going to throw
it to an
ad.
I'm a geek like it. If y'all can't tell, I'd be into this type of stuff.
they had this one experience that you got to do where it was called Extra Planet Travel Bureau. So they gave everybody a passport, and there were six planets that you got to visit in a room. And so there was somebody there. Most of these people work at work at Caltech, which then works at JPL for NASA. So anyways, they're explaining these planets that are outside of our solar system based off of the information that they've collected. So whether that planet has gravity like our gravity, whether the planet is like similar to the size of Earth or more similar to the size of Neptune, they told us about how many suns it has or how many moons it has. And they named each of the planets have a name. And so we got to travel to, or travel, we got to visit each of the stations to figure out if we were able to travel to which one of these planets, mm-hmm. What planet would we travel to? So them getting to hear how the planet, the size of the planet, what its gravitational pull, how that would affect us. There was one planet that was all molten lava.
Mm-hmm.
So they were even talking about, like, it's so hot on that planet that the rock evaporates. So the air sparkles. However, you can't actually land anywhere on this planet because of the heat. So it was just great because I could tell, even when they were, like, getting distracted and not really paying attention, that they enjoyed the experience. And
our kids.
They even could, I feel like they could kind of tell that they were experiencing something special.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was great. And my husband, yeah, he was geeking out.
Yeah, I know I'd be geeking out.
And I always love seeing him geek out. I'd be like, that's right, baby. Get into it. Ask him more questions.
As they're sitting there telling me stuff, I'm putting stuff together like, but I don't be talking because, you know, I don't want to be that dude in the group.
Like, tell him the circumference. Yeah, he wants to know.
I'm glad we brought that up because I needed some energy.
You needed some energy?
Yeah, just after the long weekend.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, I'm just saying, talking about that gave me
a boost of energy. I was like, huh, what? What are you saying? Just
disclaimer, your boy's running off fumes.
Mm-hmm.
I am tired.
Stop saying it so that you can have energy. Trust and believe.
That ain't gonna matter.
I woke up multiple times in the middle of the night thinking I was oversleeping my workout. And then your son being like, I need tissue. I was like, okay. I don't even know why I went to bed. So our next segment is TikTok O'Clock.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok O'Clock. If you don't know already, TikTok O'Clock is where we listen to a clip from a TikTok video, and we give our perspective on it, excuse me, whether it be about parenting or marriage. So we are going to let you hear this TikTok O'Clock that is from Wee Mio Paku Nel, WEMIOPACUNLE. Here we go.
You might be the most unproblematic person in the entire universe, and people will still find something wrong with you. Someone will still find something about you that they don't like, something that you said, how you said it, what it triggered inside of them. This is the way of the world, but I've learned in this journey that this only affects you if you put your self-value and your self-worth in the hands of other people. If you live by people's compliments, you'll die by their criticisms. Whether someone compliments you or criticizes you, take it with a grain of salt. Say thank you and let both graciously bounce off of you. Take your power out of people's hands. Stop letting others determine how you'll feel, whether you'll be happy or sad, or giving them the power to take your peace of mind. Bubble wrap yourself against fluctuating opinions, feelings, and emotions. When you do this, it means, as my mother always says, they didn't make you, so they can't unmake you. They didn't enthrone you, so they can't dethrone you.
I mean, I agree. It's like the worst thing, especially the statement of, you know, no matter who you are, what you're doing, how nice you are, kind you are, people going to find something wrong with you. And it has nothing to do with you. I definitely like, that's a philosophy, especially with Marcus, our oldest. The twins will definitely get that whole lecture, too. You don't have to necessarily follow the crowd. People ain't got to like you as long as you like you. I feel like that's important, and to understand that, like, nobody else's opinion matters.
I agree and disagree.
Go ahead.
Let me say this, and typically I would fully agree, and I think I'm
curious
giving,
of this disagreeing with it.
Possibly saying disagree just to give another perspective, because I do feel like, there was a day and time, definitely up until maybe the 2020, maybe, like, I feel like we're dealing with maybe a little bit of a different generation coming up that is so selfish that they can't hear critique from anyone. And while I do think value should not be given, someone should not be able to assess your value as far as in who you are as a person, I do think bubble wrapping yourself sometimes does not allow you to take in wise counsel or constructive criticism. Now, I don't mean that you need to open yourself up to any and everybody. I do feel like you should be very selective at the people that you allow to affect you in any way.
Mm-hmm.
However, comma, I do think we're at a place in time where I feel like I see more and more people just oblivious at how trash they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not meaning it. In wanting to make them feel as though they're not worth something.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel as though people, because of that whole, because I feel like we were at the other side of it where we were affected by everything. Our value came from our parents. Our value came from the church. We had no type of intrinsic.
Okay, so you're speaking on the younger generation.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, you definitely carry yourself as, I'm me, hate me or love me, I ain't changing. And you loud, and I'm going to be louder.
No, it's not that I'm not changing, but I am very, very, very particular about whose voice I will allow.
Absolutely,
I'm very particular. And so to say the extreme, like the bubble
I'm
rap,
speaking on, well, go ahead.
No, go ahead, baby.
No, I'm speaking on like when the way I came up, like our generation, that's the only thing I can speak on. Me personally, I ain't paying no attention to the younger generations outside of my son. But, like, I came from an area and a generation of people. It's like, that's where the whole haters thing came from, is when we was coming up through middle school and high school or whatever. And it's just like, you have people that you could help somebody across the street and somebody could look at it and be like, he just want attention. Look at him trying to help people cross the street.
I feel like you that's how we grew up. Yeah. People try to devalue us all the time.
No, and people do that. Like, I mean, granted, it was a joke. Yesterday, one of our close friends said, Take, you always got something to say. I'm sick and tired of it. And I was like, that's okay. You can be sick and tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Like, we both busted out laughing. You can be sick and tired of what I'm doing. That ain't going to stop me from doing it. But yeah, we in a different generation, like, because you got the social medias, you got the cyberbullying became a thing.
So I think people had to wrap themselves.
Yeah, they
so
had to wrap themselves
in.
When it's constructive criticism, ignoring, you know, even the ones that care for you, is just like, hey, maybe you shouldn't go around and just talking trash about everybody, you know, because, you could be the problem at the same instance. Yeah, it's a generational thing. I think you have to look at it different. I wasn't looking at it that way.
That's what I mean by it, because I am a huge advocate for you determining your own value,
mm-hmm.
right, and you having to be the first person to believe in yourself. And as stubborn as I am, I do actually take constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. I really, really do. It just has to be constructive. Like, there are certain things that people just don't prefer about me, but it doesn't actually have anything to do with me making myself more valuable. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And then there's stuff that people are telling me that actually does make me more valuable or helps me add value to myself. And what I mean by that is, once someone...
Sound like you're about to go into an ad. Go ahead.
But what I mean by that is, once someone who really knows you and can see what your purpose is, like once, especially like, I feel like I'm very clear on my purpose. My purpose is to bring joy into the world. If someone gives me constructive criticism that is only going to enhance my effectiveness and how I decide to operate, I'm going to take that advice more seriously. Now, I get to determine if that's going to actually work for me or not. But I think some people, they like to be like, Angel, you too loud, da-da-da-da. Well, you might not be the person that I need to serve. Because there's some people that are okay with my volume, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same with you. While you're still like honing in on exactly what your purpose is, you want to be able to do that purpose authentically as yourself and not as someone else.
Right.
So that's all I mean. That's all I mean by I kind of disagree of don't bubble wrap yourself so tight that the people that you actually trust can't help show a mirror to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm quick to be like, nah, if you valuable, listen.
Right. Yeah.
Don't let somebody
putting the value of you in other people's hands is definitely a toxic way of looking at things.
Absolutely. But y'all know I love some words of affirmation, so I'm never going to turn them around. But I also know how to ignore folk, too, that are being mean. I'll be like, okay, well, have a blessed day.
Yeah, I'm just going to be me even louder.
Hey, man. I love it. Oh, yeah. Tiffany said, like people telling her to hush when Deborah Cox sings versus telling her to stop chewing in the mic. And listen, and when I'm hungry, the chewing in the mic is still going to happen. I try not to. I actually do be trying to do this, and sometimes I forget.
Because it'll send me over the top when she tries to correct me for doing it.
You know what? I really do have that misophonia, whatever it is. So I understand why people get annoyed by it, because I honestly can't control how livid it makes me. Like, this is off topic.
Oh, yeah.
This is off topic. My mother talks with food in her mouth a lot of times, and she doesn't realize it. And it enrages me. And I, in my head, I'm going, why are you getting so mad? So it wasn't until I really read about it, because I really would be like, you've lost your mind. Like, why is this such a freaking issue for you? So I understand why people hate hearing it. So I do try to, like, move the mic away, because I know how bad it is for me. That I don't consider a preference. That is something someone really honestly cannot help their feelings about, because I've tried. And I'll still be like, my head is about to explode. I have to, like, calm myself down internally. I know it pisses you off when I say stuff. Mm. I said, right. I know it pisses
you off. Yeah, no, when I be chewing, you be like, don't be chewing in the mic. You don't go somewhere and sit.
No, but I do, honestly. I do that all the time. A lot of times you don't move the mic.
I do. The last time my mic was out there, you were, Marcus, why are you eating and we recording? I know you ain't talking.
I am talking. I did. I said it. I said all the words.
Kiss my ass.
And I will. And I'm going to do something else to you, but.
No, you ain't either.
Yeah, while I'm back here. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't get kicked.
That's all right. I'm strong. Oh, man. But no matter how strong you are, you need to know about our next sponsor, Honey. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. I love when I find a good deal. There is something about knowing what something costs retail and knowing that you got to buy it for less than that. Getting like a good 30% off, especially when it's a high ticket item. I'm like, come on and save the coins, Angel. I feel blessed, lucky, smart, all the things. And when I'm surprised by a deal, because there are a lot of times where I will go to buy something and I'm prepared to pay a certain price, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait, you telling me this there's a coupon for this? Oh, absolutely. Well, thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Now, this is how it works. Imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite sites, right? You getting some cute, like some cute shoes, or you getting a new couch or a new desk, something like that. And when you check out, the Honey button appears, and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it finds for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. Now, Honey is something that I have on my internet browser now. So when I'm shopping, it automatically is like, honey, do you want to save some money? Like, what's going on? Like, do you want these coupon codes or not? But what I honestly love is if you all watch our vlogs, I've been very, the vlog before last, I was very adamant about I want to finish my house and how I want to decorate it by the end of the year. So a lot of the ways in which I'm going to do that is by buying furniture, decor online. Well, I did that for Amar's room a while ago, and I saved so much money on his curtains. Mm-hmm. I did it for our bedroom. I saved money on our sheets, as well as some of our curtain rods. And I'm talking about 30, 20, 10, percent off these items. And it was great because I didn't really have to do any work. I remember having to like type in and search and try to find coupons. And now that I don't have to do that, because I ain't got the time. That's what I'm trying to say. The time to do all that. Oh, honey, you got me all over the place. I don't have to do it anymore. And honey is so easy to use, literally, especially being connected to your browser. It's right there reminding you, don't forget about me. I got codes for you. Mm-hmm. Honey doesn't just work on desktop. It works on iPhones, too. Just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid in supporting this show. Get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/argue.
Argue.
That's joinhoney.com/argue.
Argue.
And before we move on, not only are we saving money, we over here trying to save the planet as mm-hmm. well. This show is also sponsored by Hold On Bags. We've told you about them before, but we want to tell you about them again. Did you know that climate change could be reversible?
What?
By 2030.
Nice.
Like, for real, I think a lot of us think there's no hope, but it's actually, it could be reversible. That's less than a decade away, which is why it's important, more important than ever, for us to make thoughtful changes that make a big impact when it comes to caring for the earth. And it can start with a better way to go about doing our daily choice with a better bag. Hold On wants you to be a part of the growing movement away from single-use plastic, which, if you ask most experts, is the single worst kind of plastic. At every stage, production, disposal, and decomposition, plastic bags are made to harm our earth, our water, and even our bodies. Hold On trash and kitchen bags are heavy-duty, plant-based, non-toxic, and 100% home compostable, which means they break down in weeks, not decades, without filling up our landfills or polluting our oceans. Y'all, truly, our planet is something that we're responsible for.
Yeah, we only got the one.
And ain't nobody else going to take care of it if we don't. Meaning, we all we got. So either mm-hmm. we do right by it, or we're going to watch things not go the way we want to for our generations to come. They also have their zip seal kitchen bags, Hold On does, that come in sandwich and gallon size bags to fit all your needs in such as like holding carrots or crayons, right? We have Hold On bags in our household. They are very durable. We are a house that does use up a lot of stuff. So especially like with food and kids' projects, things that come home. So we can't have no flimsy bag that just rips apart as soon as you put it in.
I put it in a Mars lunchbox with fruits and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sturdy bags.
So for a family of six, if we're able to transition over to Hold On bags, I believe anybody could. So to shop plant-based bags and replace single-use plastics all over your home, visit holdonbags.com/argue.
Argue.
And enter code argue,
argue
at checkout to save 20% off your order. Sustainability has never been more simple. That's holdonbags.com/argue.
Argue.
Or enter code argue,
argue
to receive 20% off your order. Small things can lead to lasting change if we stop and say, Hold On. Thank you, Hold On, for sponsoring this episode. All right, guys, let's move on to the topic of the day while my husband is still awake. I was looking at you. I was like, let him blink one more time for too long of a time. I'm going to slap his arm hard. And you were going to like it.
Get on with the segment.
Okay, so segment of the main topic. Woo, we at the main topic. Y'all know what day's coming up. It's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Mother's Day in our household is always was Cracker Jack box. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah? So we're going to do this a couple different ways. Our producer gave us some topic choices. I'm going to let Marcus give what he feels like is some really good Mother's Day wisdom.
Me personally, I love Mother's Day. I really do. It's a very important day. One piece of advice I will give is mothers need to give more of a hint of what they want for Mother's
First
Day.
First of all, I want to ask you a question. And it wasn't even going to be, I didn't even know you were about to take shots at me.
Let me finish.
I was going to ask, why do you love Mother's Day?
Because I love my mama. I love you, as the mother of my children.
Y'all see, it took him a second to remember. Oh, yeah. No, I'm just playing.
That's the main reason I love my mama, nigga. I mean, write it down. Girl. um, Yeah, like that's one of the things. It's like you said, Dave. I mean, granted, you should show appreciation to, you know, mothers of all kind all the time. But my own Mother's Day is like, you know, that's the, other than Easter, that's probably the busiest day of church. Definitely the biggest, busiest day of the year for all restaurants mm-hmm. across the country. Like, mm-hmm. you ain't going to get no busier day than Mother's Day because everybody's taking these mamas out to eat. But no, I would, like, piece of advice is like, that's one of those, like, my, one of my love languages that I like to do is gifts. I like to give gifts. However, for Angel, I often suck at Mother's Day. It always sneaks up on me. I don't know what it is.
No, you got 9 days. No, not more than 9 days. It's on a Sunday. You got
Angel 12. Gave me an idea for Mother's Day, and what she won't don't exist at all.
What'd I say?
For your makeup or your jewelry, one of the two.
I got another.
I told you what else when I told you that last week.
I actually showed you in my phone.
What you show me?
I showed you. I said, I just need to figure out where to put this.
The art?
Yeah.
Where we gonna put it? I don't even know where to get it.
It's once I said, I think right here above the green couch.
I don't know where.
Yes, you do.
To get it.
Where did I go and spend a bunch of money recently?
Where don't you go?
See, you're not paying attention to the little details that I give.
There's been a lot going on, okay? Anyway, but no, that's one of those things. You could either do a gift or something helpful. Or something, you know, desired or needed. But all in all things, I mean, with anything else, you could just show appreciation. Like, I used to cook, like, there's one thing I would always try to throw food on the grill mm-hmm. for Angel on Mother's Day. But, you know, we'd be getting busy, and Angel don't seem too thrilled usually on that day. It's like, you want to put some food on the grill? Yeah, I guess. Like, she don't be caring.
No, I do love when you cook, but a lot of times you be asking me to help with the sides, and I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't even want to do it on non-Mother's Day. When you grill, I'd be wanting you to just handle it. Yes.
Anyway, but yeah, this is showing appreciation in all the big and small ways as possible.
How do you show your mother?
Mom is usually a gift, or I do something like do stuff for mama, like cook. Or a gift. Mom, you know, mama, she loves her edible arrangements. She loves her basket of chocolate-covered fruits.
Mm-hmm.
She just as giddy as she can be with that. I got my fruit. Like, she loves that. But every now and then I'll send her a gift. Or if I'm around her, like the last time I was home, I, you know, cooked for her. And she likes stuff like that.
Yeah.
What about your mom?
My mother, I try to either give her some money or some flowers. I also give my mother flowers on Father's Day, so I think she probably appreciates those more than she does her Mother's Day flowers, to be honest. She won't be with me in California this year. She'll be in Kentucky. So more than likely, I will try before she goes out of town for me and her, just me and her, to go out to dinner or lunch to spend time with each other. My mother is at, I feel like, a stage in life. She has everything. She doesn't need anything else. So time is more of a more of an appreciated gift to her.
Yeah, it's that same with mama, yeah.
Spend, like, time where it's just us bonding. And we even with her here, we don't get to do that often because my mother works crazy hours. My schedule is not routine enough. So we're kind of, like, a lot of times ships passing in the night because when I am free without children, my mother is attached to a computer. And one of my kids is obsessed with her, so there's not much.
He thought we was going over this morning.
Even though she doesn't mind me bringing him with me. But like for me and her just to be able to chill, kick it, it's harder than what most people would probably think because of both of us, how we work. So time is the biggest thing now because truly she doesn't want for much. Now, when it comes to what I would consider the perfect Mother's Day, this is the thing about me. While words of affirmation are my love language, and the more you tell me things and let me know what's actually on your mind, whether it be about me or just about life, I feel loved. However, when it comes to gift giving, I always appreciate the gift that does not feel like it was thought of kind of last minute.
Mm-hmm.
A gift that I can tell, like, took either research or took, like, thoughtfulness, I absolutely love. I'm not a mother that necessarily feels like I have to escape my family. That happens multiple times in the week. So Mother's Day is not... Mother's Day is not the day where I'm like, I got to be away from y'all. I'll be feeling that on a Wednesday and be like, what is Jesus? So Mother's Day, I don't mind being around my kids. I don't mind sitting in the house with them and, you know, spending time. I know a lot of people be like, I don't want to be in this house. So please send me off somewhere. I also really don't mind, to be honest, just to let you off the hook, son. I don't mind some of the random traditional gifts. I don't mind the flowers or the necklace with all your kids' names on it or the ring with the kids' names engraved on it. I actually don't mind gifts like that. I think it's beautiful. I think it's a rite of passage. I absolutely, it might sound crazy, the stuff that they make in class for Mother's Day and bring home, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love to look through every page of it. I love for the twins especially. They love to go through and tell me what they thought when they wrote this thing down. That type of stuff just really makes me, gets my juices going. I also love surprises. So, you know, there was one time where you and Wendell surprised me and we had like dinner at his apartment. This is before any of my friends out here were moms. Yeah. So Brisha came and Denora came.
Yeah, I cooked on his balcony.
Yep, you cooked on the balcony. I loved it.
Yeah, and that was one of those, like nobody, Angel was the only mom in the group. So I was like, this is what we're doing for Angel on Mother's Day.
Yeah, it was very sweet. I truly appreciated it. So that's...
And I want to do it over, so I won't have to worry about cleaning up.
That's exactly. And it worked out fine. It worked out. We went to church. It worked out great. You know, Mother's Day is definitely, like Marcus said, a hit or miss for him. Because sometimes you can't always blame it on me. Because one year I was like, I would love pictures with my boys. And Mother's Day came and you were like, I wasn't able to find a photographer. Oh, yeah. So I just started taking pictures with my iPhone. I was just like, God dang it.
The planning, I'm like, God dang.
Well, you know, that's one of my, like, I know how to see a date coming and, like, be like, I get not being able to come up with ideas for me. That I understand because sometimes you're really difficult as well. So it's not like I don't get it. But sometimes I'd be like, nah, I told you. And why
get you a truck one year for Mother's Day.
You did.
Got you. I didn't get Angel some extravagant Mother's Day gifts.
You got me some great stuff.
It's very hit or miss, though.
That's why I said it's hit or miss. Not that you don't have hits.
Yeah. It be Mount Everest, but it's valleys on both sides of any mountain. You understand me? You know, if you ever going,
Don't you dare.
The only reason a valley exists is because it's two high points on either side of it. So next time you're in the valley, just know. You're going to come out of it. Hey. But no, yeah.
Don't give them the hand.
Now, my peaks be peaking, but the valleys be bad. If you in the valley, you can't help but see that peak. you remember last year, though. Now, this year, hey.
What happened for Mother's Day? You remember what you got me for Mother's Day?
No, girl, I don't never remember none of that. I can't remember what I did last 2 weeks ago.
But I do. This is the other thing, though. Marcus don't like to get me stuff that he also knows will work because he's tired of seeing that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I ain't getting you no more purses, bags. Nah, that's out of here.
He also makes it more difficult for himself as well.
Get you another bag? All these bags laying around the house?
But Victory, don't I be using my bags? I be switching out. Victory be like, you switching bags again? Yep. Wearing another bag. Thanks for noticing. And another one. Thank you. So,
you know what you ain't getting.
Also, what would be a beautiful Mother's Day, while I don't necessarily need to be away from my kids, is if the day before or the day after I was sent to the spa. I wouldn't be upset with that.
No, you just time away from your kids. You don't need to do that.
That's why I said the day before, the day after.
We talking about Mother's Day. We ain't talking about Saturday. We ain't talking about Monday. Wait. We talking about Sunday.
Okay, so Sunday, if I was given a gift card that said, hey, this is for you to have a spa day, I'd be like, ooh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yes. I love a good scent. You know I love self-care. If you saw my episode on Tasting with Tank. Self-care is but
she be caring for herself. That's what she be doing.
And besides getting my nails and my toes done, I don't spend a lot of money on my self-care. So if somebody wanted to, you know, send me on, I wouldn't mind it, you know. And wait a minute, there was a third option for this topic. Hold on if we want to. Okay. Okay, yeah, we'll do just a little bit of this. It says, let's dive into the burdens we place on ourselves and loved ones during special days like this. And then journey to some refreshing alternatives. So for you, you feel like the pressure of getting me something that's not whack is difficult for you?
It all depends. Again, like, I think it happened with more kids because it wasn't always like this. Because it's not like Mother's Day, it's a big holiday, but it's not like a big recognized holiday as it's approaching. People be realizing, like, Thursday night, like, hold on, is Mother's Day this week, you know, this weekend? Mm-hmm. So that's always a pressure for me because I am a fan of Mother's Day. And I do want to get you something that you truly enjoy and all of that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, when I do drop the ball, I be feeling bad. I ain't never like, oh, well. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, ah, dang. Mm-hmm. It might be the next week. The next weekend, hold on, I got you. Don't worry about it.
That's the reason why I be like, because I know you feel bad. I be like, how he do this? How this happened to himself? So to my point of what I was saying, I also appreciate the very traditional things. So when I'm not giving you many clues, because I honestly, there's not something that I want for, know that I'm not going to be upset if I get a beautiful arrangement of flowers and a Pandora necklace or Swarovski crystal necklace with a little pendant. I'm not going to be like, you didn't try. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, but it'll be written all over your face. No, regardless, I'm
not.
If you say it.
No, I'm not. No, it's not. Especially anything personalized. The fact that I want to get my children's names tattooed on me, any piece of jewelry with their names on it, I'm a rock like nobody's business. You can give me a jacket with their names on it.
We about to go to this pantry. We're going to bust open this macaroni and noodles. We're going to make you the best art you've ever seen.
Okay, listen. Unlike you, I wear the stuff that my kids get me. You still ain't wear Kai's jewelry that he got you.
Because it's women's jewelry. No, I'm not going to wear it.
But you a man regardless.
I'm me regardless. He got me dangly earrings, y'all, and pearls.
He didn't get you pearls. It was matching earrings and necklace. You could put the pendant from the necklace on a gold chain once and wear it one time.
All right.
It'll probably make his day. Because he definitely loved it when I wore his, the teddy bear purse he got me. Fire. It's so cute. I love it. Also, I think another thing to help, I think we think about gifts and purchasing stuff. So sometimes you just ain't got the goddamn old money. Mm-hmm. I feel like when we think of mothers, at least when I think about.
You wanted the garden that time I got set you up the garden?
Oh, I loved it. Mm-hmm. I really loved it. Sometimes it's just taking some of the load off of her plate. Even, and I know we think of like, oh, that's why everybody's like, oh, we're going to go out to dinner or we're going to go cook. But even in preparation of like, I'm going to do this for you this week for Mother's Day. That doesn't really cost money, but cost time, because I feel like that is the, I always say that that's the commodity for me right now that I don't have enough of. While I want more money, I would love more time. Mm-hmm. So having someone take if you're able to do that for your mother, to take something off of her plate of responsibility for a week or so, I feel like that's a gift that is greatly felt, depending on what type of life your mother lives. But I understand the pressure anytime there's a big occasion coming up, feeling like I got to find something to get you. We are a very affluent nation. If you live in America where it's all about buying stuff, it's all about getting stuff. So sometimes you just kind of have to get out of that mindset and really look at the needs that that person has. So that's my other two cents. You got anything else you want to add, babe?
No, y'all go out there and appreciate their mamas. Ain't got to be your mama.
I can't wait to hear what you want for Father's Day.
I don't be wanting nothing.
You do be wanting stuff.
And I be just fine if I don't get nothing.
You be wanting stuff, you just end up getting it.
It's not true.
Something that I love to get is no, go ahead. Something I love to get is what?
Plates.
That's right. Say it with the emphasis that everybody
plates, because I was going somewhere completely different.
Every plate. I love getting every plate because, honey, it is America's best value meal kit. Every plate is 25% cheaper than grocery shopping with no hidden fees, so you can count on great value week after week, plus only pay for what you need with pre-portioned ingredients. I'm going to tell you what. We are every plate lovers, all right? And with is this Earth Month? No, that was April. May, I don't even know what it is, but let me tell you. Choose to be sustainable this month, okay? Make the more sustainable choice. Every plate offsets 100% of its delivery emissions to your door, and their meals have about 31% lower carbon footprint on average than supermarket meals of the same portion. Plus, nearly all packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas of the U.S. Choose every plate over takeout to save money while still enjoying quick, satisfying meals. Their meals are 50% cheaper than your average fast, casual meal. Put the money you save towards making fun late spring plans. Then let me tell you, they say 50% cheaper. I can tell you right now, in the Tanksley household, if we are ordering, when we pay the service fee, the delivery fee, and the tip, we save so much more money with every plate. Mm-hmm. It's almost embarrassing for us to ever order out when we have the option of every plate, because we're saving so much money and the food is good.
Yeah.
Like, because that's really what you want. While saving money is important for a lot of people, you also don't want to be eating trash. And every plate is going to give you good quality produce, great recipes, and they're going to make it easy for you to make. So this is what we want you to do. Get $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast.
Podcast.
And entering code
ARGUE149. ARGUE149.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast.
Podcast.
And entering code ARGUE149.
ARGUE149.
That's up to $110 value. Come on, y'all. Try out Every Plate. It's America's number one meal kit. All right. Let's see what our Tank Our Advice segment questions are going to be. Hey, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you to our Patreon for supplying our questions. Mm-hmm. Because they, let me tell you, they give us some of the best of the best. All right. Okay. Here we go. Sorry. For Tank Our Advice from Rainy Willow. Is it considered selfish as a mom to spend your Mother's Day without or away from your children? I think a lot of people have different opinions on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the person.
I absolutely think it's selfish, but we need to be selfish sometimes.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people don't want to be called selfish because they don't want the stigma behind it. But honey, sometimes you got to be selfish.
Yeah.
You have to, as self-preservation, and ain't nothing wrong with that. Call me selfish. I don't care. This goes back to the thing that we said before.
Right.
Okay. All right, I'm selfish.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you got to look out for yourself. Like, you know, most mothers that I know, I'm going to say, yeah, most that I know, on a daily basis, go above and beyond for their children and their families.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if you feel like you deserve some time to yourself, take it. And the hell with anybody else's opinion.
You know, it is it because of traditional values, especially in America, and I know it's not just America, but this is where I'm from, and the patriarchy that this country has been ran on since its founding, mothers have always had an unequal responsibility when it comes to family duties.
Right.
Not that men don't have responsibilities, but the weight of childcare and being the primary caregiver is typically put on the mom. So depending on how your household is ran, depending on how your mental health is, depending on what your life is like, because obviously we're now living in a world that where we're not only just the primary caregivers, we're now also a part of bringing in revenue into the home, which the weight didn't shift as much as we would have possibly liked when we all went into the workforce. So, you know, while people think like, why? Because obviously most of the time we expect dads to be around for Father's Day. We like, you ain't going nowhere. Yeah. You're going to be with these goddamn kids.
You're going to enjoy this tie these kids got you.
Right. And people always try to bring it up as a comparison. It's like, but you can't really compare, especially if you're not in a household where the dad is the primary caregiver. If the dad's the primary caregiver doing the roles that typically are given to a mom, okay, maybe I can understand it. But that's not the usual case. It's not the norm. It might happen, but ain't the norm. So for a lot of women, Mother's Day being the day that she gets to typically ask for whatever she wants, if getting out of the house away from them kids is what you want, don't care if it's selfish. Don't care. You should even care if you feel like it's selfish. Let that go.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do.
Yeah, it's, like you got those things. You hear about a lot of trips that men take. I know guys is taking golfing trips, fishing trips, hunting trips. Like, this ain't a day. This be like 3-4 days.
Yeah.
And they just gone.
Gone.
You know what I'm saying?
To fish with some men.
Yeah. So, yeah, for me, it's like, you know, I mean, we both get time away. You know, if we need, even if I record, like, Angel, I need to take a day. I need to take his weekend, just be me. Angel ain't have no problem with that, as long as we ain't got nothing planned. Same with her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think people need to get out of that mindset of being selfish, because you need to do stuff for yourself. You're selfless all the time.
Yeah.
So do something for yourself.
I don't have a problem with selfishness if it's not purposefully negatively impacting someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. Like, I only consider self-care if it's done with only selfish intent. That's what I talk about it on Tasting with Tank.
Check it out on Tanksley TV.
Check it out. I am doing things specifically for my enjoyment and for my health and for my pleasure to solely benefit me directly. If it indirectly benefits someone else, so be it. But I don't care about that part. I only care about the sole direct benefit that it comes to me. And I feel great about it. But I also know that my family is not reaping terrible, disastrous effects of it. I know that it's not causing my family to go in debt because of it. It is literally just me enjoying myself. So if Mother's Day the only day that you can get that, girl, take it. Even if it's not the only day. But you just said this year I don't want to be around y'all. Take it and then see if you can do it again the next Sunday. So, yeah, hopefully that helps. The other question we had, I feel as though it deserved more time. It had to do with the death of a mother. So that's the only reason why I didn't answer it, because I know we're about to close out the podcast and it just felt like, oh, I don't want to give you like a 30-second answer on something that's so, you know, that's a lot. So our last little segment, which I should have already pulled up, my bad, my apologies, your girl is doing so much over here, is our audience, comment of the week. This is where we look at what our people have been commenting on. Please engage with our content, whether it is online, whether it is on our YouTube channel that we post this, is That Chick Angel TV, or if it's on our Instagram, which is popping, is this going to cause an argument? So the recent post that we had on Is This Going to Cause an Argument was joy. Bringing joy to my sons and me trying to protect their youthfulness, which is crazy. A lot of people just wanted to hear what they wanted to hear.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, and I'm actually.
That goes back to the segment, kind of what we said earlier, talking about earlier, the first little segment.
I'm going to read this and then I'm going to respond to it. And then hopefully we can use this for me to cut out and respond to this video. From Elaison22. Said, with respect, I do not believe it is for the benefit of black children to try to give them the things like white children have in this country. This country treats white children differently than they treat every other type of kid or children. This is a historical fact, and I don't see it changing anywhere in the next century. So I do believe it is unrealistic to try to do so. Somewhat dangerous to attempt it.
In the next century, you know how much has changed since 1923.
Let me not tell you, there are so many
damn
people.
Near two world wars done came and went. What the hell are you talking about?
And then this person keeps it commented multiple times. Hold on, let me read this. Go next ahead. Comment. Yeah. I say I want to see what my kids come up with out of joy and imagination. That's what I say. He says, why? So some capitalist American of a different persuasion can steal it from them. Terminator was written by a black woman. How'd that work out? Emoji think face. Yo, tell the young black kids the truth. Joy and innocence is for the home. Joy and innocence gets you Emmett Till'd out here.
All right, this person's clearly a lunatic. Like, those are the comments I'm like, all right, you ain't got it all. Let me go to somebody worth responding to.
There were so many comments that just was like, oh, so when you say joy and innocence, you mean ignorance.
Yeah, people, like you said, hear what they want to hear. Heard anytime I say something, and if I can clearly see that they heard what they wanted to, then I'm going to let you come up with your own, like,
oh yeah,
just shut the hell up.
That's what I wanted to say, is shut the hell up in this comment of the week. I was like, I literally started it off by saying my children are having to learn the names of black men, not because they're famous, but because they're getting murdered, which lets you know they're not ignorant of what's happening. But I'm telling you how I'm combating that by letting them do youthful activities, like go to JPL and see the world of science in outer space.
Wasn't a whole lot of us out there.
Surely wasn't, but my four black babies were. So I say all this to say, I see everyone's comments, the great ones, and I appreciate there were so many loving comments. This video got shared in a group chat that I'm in, a group chat with a lot of black women. I didn't share it. Someone else brought it into the group. I see all the beautiful comments, and I see the dumb ones. And to the people who, not giving me constructive criticism, but are having selective hearing, shut up. Yeah.
You want me, can I translate it?
Please switch the camera. Victory.
Hold on. For the people, say it again the way you said it.
I said, I see the beautiful.
Just listen.
I see the beautiful comments, mm-hmm. and I appreciate those. And mm-hmm. for the people who are not trying to give constructive criticism, but have selective hearing, shut up.
For the most part, we scan down through these comments. Most of these comments is like, yeah, A1 right on top of it. For y'all motherfuckers that's so goddamn miserable, take your misery and shut the fuck up. Simple as that. If you miserable, go be miserable. Close yourself off in a room and just shut the fuck up. bunch of imps just going around on the internet, just coming up with whatever you can just to try to tear somebody else down. Guess what? We laugh at you. You are hilarious. You are laughed at. Like, literally, did you see what this fool just said? And we have a chuckle at your misery. You should be embarrassed.
Yeah. So, if you left that comment, first of all, thank you for engaging with our. Next time, just hit the like button. I appreciate you.
Hold up. There was a dude that came on. Remember we was talking about, I was like, you was like, I care about how I smell. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, real one stand up. There was this one dude that came on there. I don't know what this food was going through. He was like, first of all, a foul odor should let you know. Did nobody say nothing about no foul odor? This is a clear indication that something's wrong. Even babies know. So I go to this food's page. He ended up deleting his page because so many other people went in there and was like, you are weird. Is everything so airbrushed? It looks like you paid for likes because he had like 23,000 followers and like one post.
Oh, he definitely
or like
paid.
Six posts. It was like six posts. Extremely airbrushed. It got to the point to where he like deleted his account. It's like because everybody just tore in on him. I'm like, thank God. I wasn't about to respond to him. I was like, this dude is clearly. Yeah, people was like, sir, you are miserable. You are weird. You are strange. What are you talking about? He was trying to clap back, but it was like a goddamn avalanche of comments just coming at him. People be miserable. That's what I really want to usually comment, but I don't want to give them the energy is take your misery elsewhere.
E liaison 22. Wow, he didn't say anything mean to me, so I don't want to be mean, but please hush.
E liaison 22. Pay attention to what the hell you listening to.
People are just you living in a very sad, 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 sad mind state, yeah. And I hope you come up out of it for real, for real. All right, you guys, tell the people where they can find you if you got anything new coming up.
Y'all can find me on Instagram, Marcus on Graham, Facebook, and Marcus on the Book, TikTok, at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit, both scented and unscented, at manshit.com, manshyt.com. You can catch me on Let Us Tell It, my other podcast over on Tanksley TV. You can check out my Tanks Tasting with Tank episodes. Mm-hmm. They still dropping. I got a few more I'm recording. Tasting with Tank is different people's tasting specific thing. It is not a drinking show anymore. We doing an episode in a car.
Drinking.
We're not going to be drinking that episode
they
either.
Like you drinking,
ain't
babe.
No more episodes of us drinking. I'm sorry. They already edited.
No
drinks.
But don't be mad at them.
Ain't mad. I said that in the trailer.
I know.
This ain't a drinking. This is people's different. It's a twist on tasting is what it is.
Your taste is okay.
Angels taste in self-care.
I explained it to somebody in your comments. And she was like, oh, thank you. Because I think she missed the trailer.
Yeah, my people missed the trailer. But for y'all that do know. Know that. Because I've been seeing the same comment by some of the same people, and y'all know what I said.
But thank you for your engagement.
Greatly appreciate that. I appreciate the engagement. It ain't a drinking show. It's people's different taste in different things. Queen Shit 2024. It might be 2023. Alex is going to stay on me about that, too.
Yes, she is. Alex is faithful.
I got something else I'm working on too. Ain't gonna speak on it too soon, but we're supposed to start filming next week, I think.
Oh, congrats!
Yeah, maybe next week because you gone, ain't you?
Nah, I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, you are gone next week. When she graduate?
The end of May.
Oh, hey, first of all, this is a Patreon conversation. Y'all ain't supposed to be seeing all this.
You can find me at That Chick Angel across almost every platform except for Twitter at Angel the Actress. Please check me out every single Friday on HBO on a Black Lady Sketch Show. We're going into episode 4, which means we're halfway through. We got 3 more episodes. Make sure you don't miss any. I didn't do my talk back on Saturday because I was at 50 million birthday parties, but I still plan on doing one this week about episode 3. So check me out on Instagram. You can also go to Mama Likes or shopmamalikes.com. We have head wraps. We have only a couple of yellow purses left. I'm about to put up some face care products on the website for you all to grab. We're actually taking photography of those right now. And you can also, I'm not going to tell y'all that yet. but you can watch me on other podcasts. Here's the Thing in The Bald and the Beautiful, also coming up. And I do believe that's it. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Make sure y'all go over to Patreon, be a bunch of trolls like the rest of these people.
All right, you guys. Be blessed. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Holla back at y'all.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.